So if you have your Bibles with you, open your Bibles to Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5. That will be the basis of our message this morning. Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5. Okay. Nakita niyo na ba? Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5. Let's read it all together. If we can flash it on the screen, yeah? Ready? Go. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. No? Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita, manalangin tayo. Lord God, we worship you this morning and we pray that you will fill this place with your glory, Shekinah glory, so that we can see your majesty, your grandeur, your goodness, and so that we can praise you forevermore. Fill us with your spirit, Lord God, and quicken our spirits, so that we will understand what you have in store for us. We give you glory, we give you honor. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon sa umagang ito. Hallelujah. You may be seated now. You may be seated now. Okay. So this is part two of our series. Our series for the month of June is The Making of a King. The Making of a King. In line pa rin yan sa ating theme for the whole year, Your Kingdom Come. So we are zeroing in the life of David, as how God prepared him for royalty. Last Sunday, pinag-usapan natin David as a shepherd. Today we'll be talking about David as a singer. And then next week, David as a son. And last Sunday of June, we'll be talking about David as a soldier or as a giant slayer. So, if we're going to review ang message natin last Sunday, naalala niyo pa ba without looking at your notes? The Making of a King, David as a shepherd. Anong mga kinailangan, so that God was able to prepare David for the throne. Ano yung tatlong C? There's a cause. No, there's a cause that is beyond his own personal life and beyond his ambition. A cause for national transformation. Okay? Second, a coach. Somebody who will anoint him and guide him and lead him. So that he will be prepared to be a king. And that's Samuel and Nathan. And in between Samuel and Nathan, sino yung kanyang coach? Saul. Supposed to be his mentor, pero naging tormentor. Okay? So we need a coach. And third, ano yung pinag-usapan natin last week? You need a course. Meaning to say, you will never be a king overnight. You have to go through a whole process of transformation and development. And that can only happen under the supervision of God. Amen ba? So ano uli yung tatlo? Number one, a cause. Number two, a coach. Number three, a course. Ngayon, pag-usapan naman natin, David as a singer. David as a singer. No. What do you think was David's most potential or most potent weapon? Yung most powerful weapon ni David. If you would scan at the armory of David in his kingdom, what would be his most powerful weapon? Is it a sword? Or a slingshot to kill a giant? Or a spear? I think, let me propose, that David's most powerful weapon is not a sword or a sling or a spear, but his most powerful weapon is a song. No? It's a song. Kasi the greatest battle that David fought was not in the field. The greatest battle that he fought was not with the lions and the bears. It's not even with Goliath. It's so easy to kill lions and bears. Napakadaling pumatay ng leon at oso para kay David. And Goliath is too big to miss. So napakadaling pumatay ng kaaway. But the problem is this. What could be more difficult than a lion and a bear for your enemy? What could be more difficult than Goliath for an enemy? If you find out that your enemy is your spouse, or your enemy is your father or your mother, or your enemy is a person who is so close to you. Siguro yun ang pinakamahirap. What if you find out your mentor is the one orchestrating a conspiracy against you? What if you find out that your pastor is against you? Pwede mo bang patayin si pastor? Pwede mo bang patayin yung asawa mo? Pwede mo bang patayin yung tatay mo o yung nanay mo? Madali yun eh. Madaling pumatay ng oso at ng leon. Pero kung ang kalaban mo, quote-unquote, kalaban mo, siguro sa yung situation ngayon, is someone that is close to you, then you cannot use a spear or a sword or a slingshot. But you can sing. And you can begin to worship the Lord. In times of opposition, in times of frustration, in times of difficulties in life. Amen ba? Yun ang ginawa ni David sa pinakamabigat at pinakamahirap na situation sa kanyang buhay. He worshiped God. Okay. In Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, kita natin dito yung lifestyle ni David. Let me propose three things about David as he worshiped the Lord. Okay? Sabi niya dito, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul." The word praise, can you say praise? In Hebrew, that's hallelujah. Hallel is a word of praise. Pero itong salitang praise na ito, it's not a noun, it's not an adjective, it's a verb. Isa itong sa Tagalog, pandiwa. No? Kaya pag sinabing praise the Lord in the Bible, it is an imperative command. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah is not an expression of praise. Hallelujah is a command. So number one, praise is a command. Okay. Para sa atin, mas madaling mag-utos, di ba? Yan ang sinasabi ng isang sarhento sa kanyang mga sundalo. Di ba? Takbo! Kaliwa, kanan, march. Madaling mag-utos eh. Di ba? Yan din ang, magaling din ang nanay mo sa paggawa ng utos. Di ba? Na kainin mo yung ampalaya na yan kung hindi. Di ba? Linisin mo yung kwarto mo kung hindi, makikita mo. Yan din ang, magaling din ang misis mong magsalita ng ganyan. Di ba? Ano sinasabi ng misis mo? Pulutin mo yung underwear mo. It's so easy for us to make commands, madaling mag-utos, madaling magsabi sa mga tao, gawin mo to, gawin mo yan. Pero pinakamahirap sa lahat, yung utusan mo yung sarili mo. In Hebrew, we have what we call the first person imperative. Wala sa English niyan. Sa English, you can say, run, do this, do that. Pero sa Hebrew, they have what they call the first person imperative. Normally in English, we have the second person imperative. Ano yun? Yung bang inuutusan mo yung ibang tao. Doon tayo magaling. Mag-utos tayo sa ibang tao. Pero yung utusan mo yung sarili mo, no? Wala yun eh. Wala nun sa English, wala rin sa Tagalog. But there is a sentence construction in Hebrew na pwedeng utusan mo yung sarili mo. And that's exactly what David did in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He was commanding his own self. He was asking himself, his own soul, Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Purihin mo ang Panginoon o kaluluwa ko. Sinong inuutusan niya? Aba, hindi niya inuutusan yung ibang tao. Ang inuutusan niya yung sarili niya. You know, I think this is one reason why God loved David so much. It's because kaya niyang i-apply sa sarili niya yung sinasabi niya. While Saul was so busy running after his enemies, David was so busy fulfilling the purpose of God for his life and worshiping Him. Kaya bless the Lord, O my soul. Kaya mo bang utusan ng sarili mo? Kaya mo bang utusan ng sarili mo? Amen ba? Parang natulala kayo lahat. Nakarinig lang kayo ng coro cantabile. Hindi na kayo makakibo. Huh? Kaya mo bang utusan ng sarili mo? Paano mo uutusan ng sarili mo? Ha? Bumangon ka na, sarili ko. Tanghali na. Pasok ka na bukas. O, sa Tuesday. Dapat matutunan mong utusan ng sarili mo. Amen ba? Amen ba? Sabihin mo, mag-diet ka na. Mataba ka na. And when you say that to yourself. You don't point your finger to someone else para sabihin mo mag-diet ka. Mag-exercise ka o kaluluwa ko o sarili ko. Mag-devo ka o sarili ko o kaluluwa ko. No? Kaya praise is a command. No? Let us be experts, no, in applying the truth of God. Pastor Edmond Chan would say, diba? Truth does not change lives. Ano nagbabago ng buhay? It's not truth. It's applied truth. It is truth that has been enfleshed. Truth that has been applied to life. Yun ang nagbabago ng buhay. Kasi si David, he knew how to tell himself what he should do. And as Christians, as disciples of the Lord, napakahalaga, no, na matututo tayo na utusan ng sarili natin. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. David had how many psalms, no, in the whole book of Psalms? Ilang chapters meron sa Psalms? Sino nakakaalam? Ilang chapters meron ang book of Psalms? Merong isang elder na nagpe-preach eh. Sabi niya, let's open our Bibles to the book of Palm. Sabi nung isang leader sa harapan, elder, hindi po Palm. Lagyan niyo po ng S. Lagyan niyo po yung S. Ay, let's open our Bibles to the book of Palms. It's a book of Psalms. Book of Psalms. Every chapter is a psalm. So when you say Psalm 23, you don't say Psalms 23 because it's only one psalm. Okay? Psalm 23, Psalm 1. Amen ba? Pero pag sinabi mong Book of Psalms, marami kasi yon, kaya plural psalms. But when you mention a chapter, Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, that's only a single psalm. Anyway, we have 73 Psalms, written by David. Lahat ng 73 na yan, out of 150, siya ang sumulat. I don't know, no? Pero tingin ko, people who are in high position, carrying a lot of pressures and a lot of burden, they're inclined to something else, no? And that is music, I think. Marami sa mga magagaling na mga CEOs, magagaling na mga leaders, no? Meron silang inclination sa isang bagay na other than the normal, other than the usual na kanilang ginagawa, and that is their fascination for music. I think David is one of those guys. No? So command yourself to praise God. Amen? Praise the Lord, O my soul. Even if you don't feel like doing it, you command yourself. You tell yourself. Alam mo ba, there is power in your tongue? Kung ano lumalabas sa bibig mo, it It gives life or death. Ang lumalabas sa bibig mo can give life, it can also kill someone. Kaya sabi nga, you are the greatest prophet of your life. Kaya kung anong laging lumalabas sa bibig mo, no, yun ka nagiging. Kaya pagka lumapit ang misis mo sa'yo at ang sinabi mo ay wala kang pera, no, that will happen to you. Pag lumapit ang anak mo sa'yo at humihingi ng baon at sinabi mo wala kang pera, no, yun ang mangyayari sa'yo. Bakit? Yun ang bukang bibig mo, wala kang pera. Huwag mo sasabihin wala kang pera. Amen ba? Amen ba? Sabi mo may pera, kaya lang paparating pa lang. O kaya may pera, pero walang budget. We have money, but that's not part of the budget. Okay? But don't ever say walang pera. Kasi kung sasabihin mo walang pera, baka mawalan ka talaga ng pera. Amen ba? Okay? So, pagka halimbawa, pasokan na naman, lulugo-lugo ka. Pasokan na naman. So, parang ang bigat-bigat ng katawan mo. So, lumabas sa bibig mo yon. Paglabas sa bibig mo, no, that's the communication center of your body. When words proceed out of your mouth at sinasabing pagod ka, nanlalata ka, narinig nung kamay mo yon, sabihin nung kamay mo, nga, pagod nga ako, pagod. Bagsak ang balikat mo, kasi sabi ng balikat mo, sabi nung command center, pagod tayo eh, pagod tayo. Para kung tatrangkasuhin, no? Ganun nga mangyayari sa'yo. So be careful, no, with the words that come out of your mouth, because there's life or death that comes with it. Amen? So, let us be the kind of people, you know, that lives in praise. We are a people of praise. Tayo ay mga lalaki at babae ng Diyos na nabubuhay sa papuri at pagsamba sa Diyos. Amen ba? Can you say to the person next to you, praise looks good on you. Yan ang sinabi ni Don Moen, di ba? Praise looks good on you. Ibig sabihin, bagay na bagay sa'yo when you worship. Bagay na bagay sa'yo when you praise God. It looks good on you. Na parang yung buhok mo, bagay sa'yo. When you worship God, it becomes you. It's who you are. It's what you're created to do. It's what you are created to be. Okay, praise God. Amen? Amen. So, tandaan mo ha, yung praise the Lord, hindi yan expression lang na, halimbawa, munti ka na masagasaan, bigla ka naligtas, sabi mo, praise the Lord. Di ba? O kaya, may pre-request ka, enrollment na, wala ka pang pambayad, dumating yung pambayad, praise the Lord. Madalas, expression na lang natin yan eh. But in the Bible, it's a command. Praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. Amen. Number two, praise is a culture. Praise is a culture. Hindi lamang siya isang utos, pero isa siyang kultura, no, na dapat nating makita na bahagi ng ating buhay. When did David worship the Lord? When did he praise God? When did he sing praises to the Lord? In Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, kita natin dito, when life is happy, when everything is going well, David praised the Lord. So when life is happy, praise God. Anong sabi ni David? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name, and forget none of His benefits. Can you say benefits? Pagka nasa Panginoon ka, ang daming benefits. Amen ba? Can you say benefits? Sino gusto ng benefits? Sino gusto ng perks? Sino gusto ng mga fringe benefits? Ang daming benefits when you get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. God is not a KJ. Hindi siya seryosong, striktong pulis na nasa langit. He wants you to enjoy life. Kaya sabi, forget none of His benefits. He crowns your life with love and compassion. Meaning, nilalagyan ka niya, pinuputungan ka na yan, ng crown of love and compassion. And in verse 4, no, sabi diyan, in verse 5, He satisfies your desires with good things. I mean, that's how David looked at God. God is a giver. He's not a taker. God is a generous giver. Don't be afraid of God. Some people would think that God is a taker. He will take away my fun. He will take away my hobbies. He will take away my friends. He will take away my future. He will take away my ambition. No! Kaya hindi ka sumusurrender sa Panginoon because lopsided or mali ang mindset mo about God. Pero ang tingin ni David kay God is a giver. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Ang Panginoon ang aking pastol. Lahat ng aking pangangailangan, inilalaan niya. Ano sabi sa John chapter 10, verse 10? The devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Ang trabaho ni Satanas, nakawang ka, agawang ka, wasakin ang buhay mo, sirain ka. Yun ang plano ni Satanas sa'yo. Pero ano sabi ni Jesus? But I came that you may have life. And that you will have it abundantly. Maaring nanakawan ka ni Satanas. Sino ba dito nanakawan na? Nawalan na. Sino dito nawalan na ng cellphone? Sino dito nawalan ka ng pera? Ha? Sino dito nawalan na ng boyfriend? Girlfriend, no? Di ba ang hirap nang nawawalan eh. Ang trabaho ni Satanas, nakawan ka, kuhanan ka. Pero ang trabaho ng shepherd is to provide. Amen. Do I hear a good amen to that? Amen. He provides. Kaya para kay David, he worshiped God. Kaya nga, when given the chance to worship Him, he will dance with all his might. Kahit ano pang sabihin ng mga tao para akong baliw, I will dance. No? I will dance to my heart's content. I will dance like crazy. Why? Because I'm doing this for my God. And when He offers during good times, wow, grabbing offering ni David pagka in good times, he offers almost everything to God. Okay, when do you worship God? You worship when times are good. You worship Him, and don't forget when times are good. Madalas kasi pagka mabuti namang nangyayari sa buhay natin, nakalimutan na natin eh. Di ba? Pag may problema ka sa boyfriend mo, may problema ka sa girlfriend mo, iyak-iyak ka sa Lord. Pupunta ka pa ng prayer mountain. Magpa-fasting ka pa. No? Pagka nagkabalikan na kayo, forget na si Lord. Di ba? Pag wala kang trabaho, talagang volunteer ng volunteer sa church. Pray ng pray. Ask ng prayer. Every morning nagde-devotion. Every Sunday na sa church. Noong nagkatrabaho na, nasa na? Nakalimutan na. The greatest threat to our freedom, you know, is the shortness of our memory. We tend to forget. Sabi ni David, do not forget God in good times. When life is happy, don't forget God. Second, when life is hard. When life is hard, you worship God. Because we are a people of praise. No? Ang sabi dito, who healed all your diseases. See? Who healed all your diseases. Hindi lang yun. Ang sabi sa Psalm 103 pa rin tayo, verse 1 to 5. Ang sabi dito, who rescues you, your life, from the pit? He rescues your life from the pit. Iniaahong ka ng Panginoon mula doon sa libis ng kamatayan. So David was a worshiper, hindi lang pagka masaya ang panahon. He was also a worshiper when things go bad. When life is not that good. When life is difficult. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3, merong storya dito. No? If you will take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. No? Ito yung story na si David ay tumatakas palayo kay Saul dahil persecuted na siya ng hari. Tumira siya sa border ng Israel at saka ng Philistines. And he became friends with Abimelech, one of the kings of the Philistines. So he was living behind enemy lines. But anyway, naging kaibigan niya yung mga kaaway. And then one time, lulusob yung mga Philistines against Saul. At sabi ni David, sama ako. With my 600 men, we will fight with you. Kasi they became friends with Abimelech. And then nung nandun na si David, kasama nung mga kings ng Philistines, sabi ng mga four other kings, we cannot allow David to join us in battle. Malay mo, pag sa kainitan ng laban, biglang bumaliktad yan. Eh, dugong Hudyo yan eh. Kalaban natin yan eh. Kahit pasabihin mong kaibigan mo yan at loyal sa'yo, hindi pwedeng isama sa digmaan yan. No? Hindi pwede. So, walang nagawa itong si David at kasama ng 600 men niya. Alam mo, gustong-gusto nilang lumaban. Eh, patunayan na talagang loyal siya kay Abimelech eh. But, alam mo, in-spare din si David. Hindi niya hinayaan ng Panginoon na magkaharap. Si David mismo, saka si Saul, kasi lalabanan niya yung kalahi niya eh. So, umuwi po sila. Pag uwi nila doon sa kanilang tahanan, you know, look with what they found out. Pag uwi nila sa sarili nila ng bahay, this is what they saw. When David and his men reached Siklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. And David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. What could be worse than this? Malayo siya sa kanyang pamilya. Tinutugis siya ng sarili niyang hari na pinaglilingkuran and he was loyal to this king. Tapos, nasunugan ka pa. Niransak ng mga mauti. Ano ba yun? Invasion? Rebellion? Hindi ko alam. Pero, matindi. Yung mga ISIS, tumira. Tinira yung Siklag. Sinunog. Niratrat. Pero binuha yung mga tao, kinuha nilang captive. Ginawang hostage. So, anong reaction ng mga tauhan ni David? They wept. They cried. At ang sabi, wala na silang maiiyak sa sobrang iyak. At ang matindi nito, yung 600 men na kasama ni David, na mga loyal sa kanya, nag-usap-usap na. At ang sabi, kagagawan to ni David eh. Kung hindi dahil kay David, hindi na kagalito yung buhay natin. Imagine mo yung sarili mong asawa, no? Tinangay din. Yung mga anak mo, tinangay din ng mga Amalekites. Anong gagawin mo? Saan ka pupunta? When was the last time that you were so discouraged that you came to the point of giving up? Kasi wala ka nang mapuntahan eh. All your support system has vanished. May tatakbuhan pa ba si David? Tinutugis siya ng hari? Tinanggihan siya ng mga Philistines? Yung mismong mga tauhan niya, yung 600 men niya, were all against him? Where will you go? Saan ka pupunta? You know what's so amazing with David is that in verse 6, he said this. No? David was greatly distressed because of the men were talking of stoning him. But you know what did he do? But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Amen ba? Against all odds. Against the tide. Nobody's standing by him anymore. Ito rin yung pakiramdam ni Mark Zuckerberg. No, nung binibili ng Google yung Facebook, di ba? And he decided, Facebook is worth more than $100 million. And he did not give in. Hindi niya binenta sa Google. Anong impression, anong pakiramdam ng mga kasama niya, management team niya sa Facebook? Hindi sila masaya eh. Ba't mo ginawa yun? Ba't hindi mo binenta? No? Sayang naman, parang ganun. And then, one by one, they left Mark Zuckerberg. Sabi niya, that was one of the most difficult moments of his life. No, yung mismong management team mo, lahat naglayasan, iniwanan ka. Siguro, for me, as a minister of the gospel, I've had a lot of challenges. But one of the most difficult challenges, no, that came to my life was when my friends left me. Mga matatali kong kaibigan, hindi lang matali kong kaibigan, mga dinisciple mo, inilagaan mo, minahal mo, inaruga mo, but still they decided to leave. Nakikita nga ni Pastora Citas, madalas may mga, nung panahon na yon, tulala ako eh. Hindi ko napapansin naman yon, pero you know, para kong malayo ang tingin. Wala namang tinatanaw. Mga ganun. Kasi nga, I'm looking at the crowd of people and I no longer see the familiar faces that I used to fellowship with. I no longer see my friends. I no longer see, you know. And that was really painful for me. Pero life must go on. Amen ba? Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen? Kaya kung iniwanan ka, iyakan mo isang oras lang. Ibigay mo na lahat. O iyakan mo, magdamag. Okay, orasan mo. Itong boyfriend ko, walang nga to. Tatlong oras ka lang. Umiyak ka na, tatlong oras. Pagkatapos doon, alarm. Tapos na. Move on. Amen ba? Amen ba? Kasi David, what did he do? He strengthened himself in the Lord. He found strength in the Lord. He did not find strength in anyone else. He sought the face of God and he found strength in the Lord. He was discouraged, but he found courage in the Lord. Amen. Tatalikuran ka ng lahat, pero ang Panginoon, kailanman, hindi ka iiwanan. Amen? Amen? Kakalimutan ka kahit na mga mahal mo sa buhay, pero ang Panginoon kailanman, hindi ka kakalimutan na uukit sa Kanyang palad ang iyong pangalan. Amen? Pwede pang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon? I believe with all my heart that David survived all these challenges, you know, through making music to the Lord. Kasi kung papansin mo yung 73 Psalms ni David, ang content niya, his frustrations, his discouragement, his disappointments, no? Majority of his Psalms are filled with, but marami din doon filled with hope and thanksgiving to God. Sabi nga ni Bill Hybels during the time of the Global Leadership Summit, sabi niya, the leaders I know who carried the greatest pressure, who climbed the greatest hills, have the closest affinity to music. Sabi ni Dr. Henry Claude, it is a well-known fact in psychology that people who are in evaluative positions have a hunger in their soul for something else. And that is, quote, open, close parenthesis, music. And sabi ni Bill Hybels, during the time that, you know, sabi niya, etong sabi niya, when I'm going through intense times of pressure and cannot access the presence of God by reading my Bible or looking at sunset, I turn to music. May mga times talaga that even if you read the Bible, parang walang dating. When you look at creation, parang wala rin dating. When you look for counsel and inspiration from friends, parang wala rin dating. So during this time, I find comfort in music. Sabi ni Bill Hybels. And through worship and singing and praising God during hard and difficult times, no? The grace of God will carry you through. Sa book ni C.S. Lewis, Screwtape Letters, sinulat niya to. Actually, yung book na Screwtape Letters, if you happen to have a copy of that, no, this is a book about a senior demon teaching his apprentice, Wormwood. Ang pangalan ng mentor na demonyo, ha? Demonyo to, we're talking about demons, is Screwtape, Uncle Screwtape. Ang kanyang mini-mentor ay isang junior na demonyo. Ang pangalan ay Wormwood. In one entry, doon sa teaching, mentoring, sinabi ni Screwtape kay Wormwood, ganito, "Do not be deceived, Wormwood. Our cause is never more in danger than when a human, no longer desiring, but still intending to do our enemy's will, looks around upon a universe from which every trace of him seems to vanish." And asks why he has been forsaken and still obeys. Are you still willing to worship God even if times are hard? Remember, we are a people of praise. Kahit wala ka ng boses, kahit wala ka ng dahilan para magpuri sa Panginoon, we still praise God. Amen? I chanced upon an audition in America's Got Talent. Nakuha ba? Okay. So, siguro nakikita nyo rin sa FB, the story of Mandy Harvey. May mga kilalang mga tao na nabingi and still they continued doing music like Beethoven at age 25, he got deaf. And yet, yung mga masterpieces niya lumabas nung siya ibingi. Hindi na siya makapakinig. Hindi mo na ma-appreciate yung music, di ba? But nothing will stop Beethoven because the music is inside of him. Mandy Harvey is another case. No? At age 18, she lost her hearing. But she loves singing. But what is she going to do kung nawala na yung pandinig niya dahil sa nagkaroon siya ng karamdaman? But she still produced music. No? At nag-audition siya sa America's Got Talent. And she got, you know, Simon Cowell and the rest of the coaches or anong tawag mo doon? Panel? They were so stunned with the performance of this girl that Simon decided to give her the golden buzzer. I hope you will enjoy this.
Mandy Harvey.
And who's this?
My interpreter.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Nice to meet you, Sarah.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Hi, Sarah.
Doing well, thank you.
Okay, Mandy, so I think I've worked this out. So you're deaf?
Yes, I lost all my hearing when I was 18 years old.
Wow, and how old are you now?
29, so it's 10 years.
Wow. And Mandy, how did you lose your hearing, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a connective tissue disorder, so basically I got sick and my nerves deteriorated.
So, you were singing before you lost your hearing?
Yeah, I've been singing since I was 4. So, I left music after I lost my hearing and then figured out how to get back into singing with muscle memory, using visual tuners and trusting my pitch.
So, your shoes are off because you're feeling the vibration. Is that how you're following the music?
Yeah, I'm feeling the tempo, the beat through the floor.
And Mandy, what are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing a song that I wrote called Try.
Okay, can you tell me what it's about?
After I lost my hearing, I gave up. But I want to do more with my life than just give up. So.
Good for you. Good for you. Okay, well, look, this is your moment, and good luck.
Okay. reflection of that came into view. But I'm tired of getting used to the day, so I will try. So I will try. If I would try, if I would try.
I don't think you're going to need a translator for this. Honestly, I never think I'm going to be surprised or amazed by people, and then you turn up, and with, I mean, just the fact that you are you, but it was your voice, your tone, the song was beautiful. Congratulations, you were straight through to the live shows. Mandy, you know what? We found each other.
Yes. Okay. Win or lose, we praise the Lord. Amen? With hearing or without, we praise the Lord. Amen? With eyes to see or without eyes to see, we still praise God. Why? Because praise is a culture. It's who we are. We are a people of praise. Amen? Amen ba? Again, praise the Lord. Come on, let's give glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, ni una natin, praise is what? Praise is a command. Number two, praise is a culture. Third, praise is a commission. Praise is a commission. We have, our praise must lead us beyond singing. Our praise must lead us beyond enjoying the presence of God. There has to be more. No. It should affect others. It should transform the lives of other people. Okay? Alam mo yung mga kasama ni David, kung titingnan natin yung kanyang 400 or 600 men with him, if we will just take a look at the kind of people that he attracted. Look at this. In verse 1 and chapter 22 of 1 Samuel. Sabi dito, David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented. Ang tawag dito, the 3D. 3D. Sabi mo nga, 3D. In distress, in debt, and discontented. Yan ang mga kaibigan ni David. In distress, in debt, and discontented. Isipin mo kung yan ang kongregasyon mo, no? Tapos ikaw ang pastor. Ang mga miyembro mo, in distress, puro utang, at hindi masaya sa buhay. They gathered around David. and he became their commander. About 400 men with him. Bitter people. People who have issues. People who have baggages. People who have problems. No? Mga maraming drama sa buhay. Yun ang mga kasama ni David. But how was he able to transform this band of misfits? How was he able to rally this unwanted? Actually, hindi nga unwanted. Wanted ng government. But unwanted by anybody. How was he able to transform the lives of this 400 men? I think they saw in David the outlook and the attitude of praise. Na kahit saan mo dalhin si David, he will praise God. A classic example in Psalm 34. Sabi sa Psalm 34, if you will take a look at this passage, ang sabi dito, ang commentary dito, ito yung song na na-composed si David while he was a fugitive. And nung nandun siya behind enemy lines, no, he pretended to be insane. Nagkunwari siyang baliw. Tumutulo yung laway niya, tapos yung kuko niya, ini-scratch niya dun sa pader, no, para lang maisip nung mga Philistines na baliw na itong lalaki na to, hindi na siya threat sa atin. Ito yung situation nung na-compose niya itong song na ito. Nagtatago siya sa kuweba. Walang matulugan, walang mahigan, walang pamilya. This is the psalm that he was able to compose. Anong sabi niya dito? I will extol the Lord at all times. During the most difficult time of his life, sabi niya, I will extol the Lord at all times. Win or lose, I will extol Him at all times. His praise will continually be on my mouth, on my lips. Yung papuri sa Diyos will always be a part of me. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Dito yata kuha yung song na, oh magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. Diba? And I sought the Lord and He answered me and He delivered me from all my fears. Amen. He delivered me from all my fears. Alam nyo, hindi ito poetry lang ha. This is a song. Those who look out to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him and He saved him out of all his troubles. Wow. Siguro nung time na depressed siya, down siya, yung mga sundalo niya could hear him sing this. Yung nasa kuweba, madilim. Tapos maya-maya merong kumakanta. Sa gitna ng gera, may kumakanta. At ito yung lyrics ng song. And his soldiers kept on hearing this, I will extol the Lord at all times. No? This poor man called, David called upon the name of the Lord and he heard him and he saved him out of all his troubles. Sabi niya, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, glorify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. At all times, I will praise Him. Siguro sabi ng mga sundalo niya, nababaliw na yung bossing natin. Nawala na sa sarili. Pero kita nila, no? The sustaining power behind David, no, is his love for God. And it is expressed through these songs. Sabi niya, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him. I'm not afraid, sabi ni David, even if the whole Philistine army will run after me, or even Saul and his band will run after me, I will not fear. Why? Because the angel of the Lord encamps around me and He delivers me. Then verse 8, sabi niya, taste and see. Diba? May kanta rin dito, diba? The Lord is good, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who puts his trust in Him. The Lord is good, the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Wala bang palakpak dyan? Because the Lord is good. Taste and see. Tikman mo naman kasi. Tikman mo. And you will realize how good the Lord is. Blessed is the one who take refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you, His holy people. For those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And he was singing this in the most difficult time of his life. The lions will grow hungry and weak, but those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. He gathered his soldiers. Come, come. I will teach you through songs. I will disciple you through songs so that you will begin to trust God. I have tasted how good the Lord is. I want you to taste and see how good the Lord is. He was discipling. He was teaching his soldiers. No? Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days. Sino gusto man ng good days? Good days. Sabi, whoever of you loves life and desires to see good days. How many? How many? Many good days. Many good days. If you will know how to praise God, you will see many good days. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13, ang sabi doon, put on the full armor of God so that you can stand up in the day of evil. In the day of evil. Ilan yun? In the day of evil, isa lang. But in contrast, in Psalm 34, verse 12, ang sabi doon, whoever wants to see, loves life and desire to see many good days, that's what's in store for those who praise God, who live for God. Walang lumalabas na pangit sa bibig. Ang sabi diyan, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. But begin to praise God. You will see good days. How many of you want to have good days? Sabi, the day of evil is only one day. So that you can stand up on the day of evil times. Day, singular. But here, sabi ni David, I will get to see good days. Psalm 23, verse 6, ang sabi niya doon, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Sabi nung binata, gusto ko yung verse na yan. Ang ganda nung verse, sabi doon, surely Agnes and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Tatlong babae yun. Surely, Agnes and mercy. Pero sabi ni David, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. How many days? All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amazing. Yun ang tinuro niya sa kanyang mga sundalo. No? Begin to praise God. Begin to thank Him. Why? Because these are the benefits of worshiping God. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Okay? The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and His ears are attentive to their cry. Wow. It saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person. Next slide. Okay, the righteous cries out, and the Lord hears them, He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Okay? The righteous person may have troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. God did not promise that it will be smooth sailing. God did not promise na hindi na ka na magkakasakit o hindi ka na magkakaproblema o wala nang lalaya sa buhay mo. There will be problems in the future. Kahit anong simulan mo, magkakaproblema yan in the future. So what prevents you from even trying? No? Sabi, evil will slay the wicked, the foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue His servants, and no one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned. Kaya kapatid, praise is a commission. No? Sing when your heart is down. Sing when your heart is up. Pagka medyo down ka, depressed ka, humanap ka ng song na talaga makakatulong sa'yo. Di ba? Ano yung mga songs na pwedeng mag-minister sa'yo kapag ka feeling mo gi-give up ka na? Meron ka bang song na gano'n? Misa kasi kahit basahin mo sa Bible, walang dumarating. Misa kahit humingi ka ng counsel sa iba, walang effect. Misa kahit na hanapin mo sa creation ang galaw ng Diyos, wala eh. Pero through music, God can minister to your soul. Do you have a song that you sing when you're down? Meron ka bang kantang ganun? May baong ka bang kantang ganun? Halimbawa, kagaya nito. Alam mo yun? O lahat ng nandito, sabay-sabay tayo, sabay-sabay tayo. Yun ang mga kanta na lalabang ka talaga. Green Team Peace. Do you have a song? Sabi ni Bill Hybels, nung namatay yung father niya, sabi niya, yung father ko was the one who supported me. The one I go to when I have a problem, I have a big project, I go to him. He counsels me, inspires me. You know, that's my dad. But when my dad died, I was inconsolable. My world stopped when my dad died. At kahit magbasa siya ng Bible, wala. Kahit magbasa siya ng ilang ibang libro on encouragement, wala rin. Nagpuntahan na yung mga kaibigan niya para i-comfort siya, i-counsel siya, wala rin effect. But he found comfort and peace in a song. I don't know the title of the song, but parang ang sabi niya doon, I'm not a slave of fear, I'm a child of God. I am not a slave to fear. I am a child of God. No? So sabi niya, wala na akong fear. Brian Houston, the pastor of the famous Hillsong Church, he got depressed also. He had anxiety attacks. He had panic attacks. He had sleepless nights. He was taking Valium para lang makatulog. You know why? Kasi na-discover yung father niya abused someone. And his father abused a male. So hindi siya makaget over doon. And he got so depressed. And one song that really carried him through in the repertoire of the Hillsong is the song Oceans. Yun, naka-minister daw sa kanya yun. Ano nga yung lyrics ng song na yun? You call me out upon the water. When the great unknown, where feet may fail. Tama. Yun ang ayon. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. Will rest in your embrace and I am yours and you are mine. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders, when we walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. But there must be some music that you have to listen to. Christian music. Tama na yung FM, paimo-imo. No? Depressed ka na nga, makikinig ka pa sa mga love songs na mga nakakaluha, nakakaiyak. Puro drama ang buhay. Listen to Christian music, no? Buy papuri music. Amen. Meron bang coro cantabile? Do you have your own album? Yeah. Meron ba kayong dala-dala? Ba't wala kayong dala-dala? So we can listen to your music. Amen. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. So, there must be a music, no? To carry you through. Na kahit natalo yung Golden State Warriors, sabay-sabay tayo, sabay-sabay tayo. Yung mga ganon. Ay, nako. Pero bukas, tapos na yan. Hindi pa rin makamove on. Negosyo yan eh. Ay, anyway. So anyway, let's go back to the commission. No? Patapos na ako. So imagine these soldiers kept on hearing the music of David, the lyrics that he composed from the heart. These men from 3D, in distress, in debt, and discontented, became the mighty men of David. Amazing. So people will be changed. So I pray that we will not only find our purpose, but we will help others also find their purpose so that we can create a culture whereby there will be a community of people who have a sense of purpose. Anong sabi ni David? That the world will know. Si David sabi nga niya, Father or God, I wanted to build a house for you, a house of praise for you. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon kay David, you will not be the one to build a house of praise for me because your hands is filled with blood. But what I can promise you, David, is this. Yes, I reject your proposal. You will not build me a house of praise, but I will build you a house and generations of kings and worshipers. Sabi, hindi ikaw ang magtatayo ng bahay, pero itatayo ko yung bahay mo. No? Itatayo ko yung bahay mo so that through you and through the next generations, okay, people will worship the Lord. That the whole world may know. Kaya ang sabi ang prayer ni David, tingnan natin yung prayer ni David. This is the last verse. Sabi ni David, okay, next slide na tayo. The last verse. Sabi ni David, nung malaman niya the Lord will be the house instead for him, sabi niya, oh Lord, now keep forever the promise you have made concerning your servants in this house. Do as you promise so that your name will be great forever. Then people will say, the Lord Almighty is God over Israel. And the house of your servant David will be established in your sight. Amazing. I pray na makita natin, praise is not just for your personal enjoyment. Praise singing is not just for your personal consumption. You have a commission from music to mission. From worship to witness. From praise to power. From devotion to discipleship. From grace to generations. From consecration to conquest. So that we can transform this nation for the glory of God. Amen? Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. If there's one song that I love singing lately, no, this is one of the songs that I want to sing. Let me call on the praise team to lead us singing this song. If you're sick right now, no, you can be free. If you find yourself downhill, nearing the pit, God is here to rescue you. You can be set free. Basta at all times lang, you praise God. Amen? Because praise is a command, it is a culture, and it is a commission.